Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? We can't hear you. Is your mic muted?
Can you hear me now?
There you are. Yes.
Oh, you mean I was muted that whole time? I was having a wonderful conversation with myself.
Those are the best kinds, right?
Yes, they are. So what can I do for you today?
I've been having a sort of rough week, and hopefully I'm out of it, but I figured I would call in for just some assistance as far as what comes up to be healed. There's been love life stuff, a little bit of obsession going on. There's been career, me needing to release control, and finance stuff, and just everything, I guess. Not everything, because my health is dead.
Okay, good. We've got at least one good thing going then.
My family's fine. They haven't been bothering me. So it's just the three things: finance, career, love life.
Okay. And what's your name?
Jessica.
Okay.
Do you need something more specific?
No, I'm just, writing things down and listening to what I'm being told. So when I'm quiet, it's usually because my guidance is talking to me. And
okay.
One of the things that they're telling me is that all of this stuff is connected.
Yes, I do know that. Yes.
Okay. And that if you went to the very core of the issue, it would be your beliefs about yourself, about what you actually deserve in your life. What do you think you deserve?
So I want to curse right here, but I won't. It's an F word. Tired of dealing with all this stuff.
Okay.
I understand. What do I think I deserve? I want everything. I want a great love life. I want to make lots of money. I want my career to be booming. And it just seems like I get so excited. Like that's what started it all off. A week ago, it was like everything was happening so wonderfully. I felt like so fully actualized, and like I just saw my vision much closer than I was like, it's happening now. And then relationships, you know, partnerships didn't pan out. And then it was like, it was just a downward spiral from there. And I understand some partners are not right with business and with love, but I wanted it all to be easy, and it was. And I was like, it was just so exciting, and I was being myself. And I guess I just kind of feel like, oh God, is it never going to happen? You know, or like, oh, I have to work on myself more. And like, why do I have to keep on doing this? I know it's always a process, but like just everything at once, it was just annoying that it was like, I thought I was finally getting a break.
Okay. Okay, so there's one thing that they're showing me that's part of your whole frustration with all of this. Let's see how they want to word it. Okay, first I need to ask you, are you willing to do some work on this? I know you've done lots of work. And okay, wonderful. So would you like an infinity healing to release any beliefs, any needs, any programming with you that have you believing that your reality is what you expect instead of seeing what is?
My reality is what I expect. I don't know if I understand that, but I'll say yes.
Okay, and take three breaths and then I'll explain it to you. A lot of the times in our lives, we look at situations, things that are going on, from the perspective of our expectations. We expect it to be a particular way, and when it's not what we expect, we get frustrated. But we don't actually see how it is. We don't accept how it is. We can only learn the lessons if we actually look at what's there. So instead of looking at what's there, we're looking off, you know, to the side, creating something else, and then getting upset because this thing off to the side, which we've created, is not what's in front of us. So this infinity healing was to bring your focus back to what is actually in front of you. So you can see what is there. You can see what it's showing you, what it's teaching you, how this is helping you in your life. Because everything is actually helping us. And so then you don't have to have the frustration and the upset and all of that other stuff, because you're not looking at what you were wishfully thinking it would be. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I also feel annoyed about that, because why couldn't it be everything that I wanted? And like, why couldn't I get into that vision of like, oh, it's happening and it's happening now? And like, why couldn't I be excited about that vision? Like, why couldn't the reality connect to that? And I know you're going to probably say, well, you still have to do more work, but it's like, really? I've done like way more work than anybody else, as far as I see other people having these big dreams happen. And like, for whatever reason, I have to do like tons of work in order to get a scrap.
There's nothing wrong with getting excited. That I have no problem with at all. You can get excited and, you know, and talk to yourself about every wonderful thing that's coming into your life. That's absolutely fine. But don't get so attached to what you are thinking and creating that you are not looking at what's actually there.
Right. Stay grounded in the 3D reality.
I don't really like that word, reality. For one thing, everybody's reality is different. Everybody's reality is based on their perceptions. So there is no one reality. And most of the time, people are seeing things through that expectations that they have part of them anyway. So that makes reality even less of a reality, because they're not actually seeing what's there. Okay. No, you go ahead.
Well, the other thing is like, I was doing all this work around, because it was something that started off that I thought was maybe a business partnership, and then it kind of felt romantic, and then it felt like maybe it could be both, and I was all excited about it. But so then I was thinking, hey, well, if I do this clearing, since I've been doing all this work around this, that, oh, maybe it'll come back around. Again, it's like in this fantasy thing. Maybe it'll come back around. Maybe he'll shift. I shifted. I stepped out of, you know, this fantasy. And it's, again, that still that hopeful of like, well, you know, maybe he'll still come around and it'll be good. And it's like I do that so much. I'm just so tired of all these like old stories and these old ways of being, and it's hard for me to like just release, move on, and be like, okay, well, he prepared me, and these other experiences prepared me for the next partnerships to come. It wasn't a right match. Like, I'm always hoping that there's a change that happens because I did the healing work around.
Okay. So another thing that they're showing me is that you are making comparisons. You are comparing yourself to others, comparing your life to other people's lives, comparing what you've done to, you know. And that never actually brings us any joy. It never actually brings us any truth, because there's actually nobody else exactly like you. So how are you doing this comparison thing to begin with? So the whole idea of doing the comparison is based in a false belief. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they want you to let that go. So let's see how they want you to do that. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing every bit of the beliefs, the programming, the societal conceptions that have you comparing yourself, your life, your results against anybody or anything else, and believing that that's actually going to make any kind of a difference? So if you are ready to completely and totally let go of that whole need to compare, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to actually look at your life, to see what is really there, and to accept it? This doesn't mean that you have to say that it's wonderful and I love it and blah, blah, blah. It just means that you accept it, so that then you can make your decisions on what you want to change based on what is, instead of what you wish was there. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for completely releasing the whole idea that there's something wrong with you? And if you're
there's
ready to let that go.
There's something wrong with my life. That's the thing. There's something wrong with my life. That's the problem.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the whole idea that there's something wrong with you, or there's something wrong with your life, or that there's wrong, period, so that you can actually look at what you are creating and see what you need to let go of or to change? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. So part of why this is happening is because of your own lack of self-esteem, your own lack of self-confidence. You don't really believe in yourself. And so you keep finding fault in your life, in these situations, in these other people, to try to make it all make sense to you, because you don't really even accept the fact that you don't truly believe in you. Does that make sense?
I feel like I can't truly believe in me because, I mean, this is going to sound stupid, I guess, or silly, but like, I've been doing my business for many years, and I haven't been able to financially support myself doing my business. And it's so frustrating, and I have pressure from my family members, and you would say, well, don't pay attention to them, but I live in their home. I had to move back home. So it's like pathetic. And it's just, I know why I had to move home, because I was like clearing triggers here, but now it's time for me to move out. And I just feel like I just want things to click. So it's like everything will make sense. Everything will be okay. Everything or whatever. And it's like, instead of that, it just gets dragged on. And it's like, they look at me as pathetic. It's hard for me to keep building myself up when I'm trying to get things going. And then I think things are, and then they don't. And with whoever I'm trying to partner with, and it's like this cycle. And I try to keep my energy high to be attracting money and try to keep myself in a happy state. But that's a fantasy land too. That's not the situation. It's like, again, I'm back in a situation that it's like I'm speaking to God and being like, hey, you guys know I need money for X, Y, and Z again. And it's like I almost can't believe, or I can believe, that I'm back in the situation again with money, that this has been going on for years.
And I understand exactly what you're saying, exactly where you're coming from. And it's really tied in with so much different programming that we've been taught in our lives, that we've experienced in our lives. And one that's got red flags now waving in front of me is guilt. So much of what you're feeling right now is based in guilt. And guilt is something that we learn. It is not a natural emotion for us to feel. It is something we are taught from the time we are born. So even when you were a little kid, they were teaching you how to feel guilty. And we all learn it so well, and we take it through our lives, and we use that guilt to do so much harm to ourselves and to other people. So they want you to let go of the guilt. So let's see, how do they want us to do that? Okay. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the programming you received as a child that taught you guilt, that taught you that you should feel guilty, that guilt is something that is necessary, that guilt makes you a good person, that if you don't feel guilty, then there's something wrong with you. All of those false beliefs about guilt that have you actually condemning yourself because of those feelings. And if you'd like to let all of that go, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Can you elaborate a little bit more of like what the guilt thoughts are, as far as like, is it guilt that I'm back at their house, or guilt that I'm not making money, or guilt that I feel like a freaking loser with my career? Even though I have all these gifts and I'm good at what I do, I mean,
it's all of that. It's all of that self-judging, self-condemning, self-criticism, whatever name you want to use. It's all of that belief that there's something wrong with you, that you have got to justify yourself, that you deserve to be punished because you haven't always been perfect. It's all of that kind of crap. And all of that has a bearing on what we allow in our lives. So the more you feel guilty, the less you actually allow yourself to have anything good happen. Because there's a part of you that believes that you don't deserve it.
Oh, that sounds screwed up.
Isn't it?
See, even that is just confirming I am so screwed up. Like,
no, it's not you, though. It's not you. You know, it's like we're looking at a computer and it has a program in it. Let's say it has a virus and that virus causes YouTube to play a song over and over and over again. Well, it's not the computer. The computer is not screwed up. It's the virus. So it's not you. It's some programming that you accepted when you were a baby, and you can't condemn yourself for that because you were a baby. You accepted it, and now it's running in your life, and now you realize it, and you get to clear it out. And that's all there is to it. There's no need for blame. That's part of that guilt thing.
Yeah, I feel like it. I feel like so angry that, like, I'm the one who's dealing with this in the family. They somehow don't deal with it, even though I know it's passed down through the generational line. Like, they seem fine. They're successful. They're making money. They're living their life. I'm the one who's looked at as the loser. And again, it's like, oh, well, you do all this healing work. You're on the spiritual path. Obviously, it's not helping you. And it's like, well, yeah, clearly it's not. And it's like, I tell myself, stop with the healing work. Just screw it. It's not helping you. It gets you so far. And then all this other shit comes up. And you're still like, I want all this stuff cleared. I want it all out. I want it all done. I want to move on with my life. And it's like, this is your life. No, I don't accept that.
No, because your life is evolving. Your life is changing. Okay, so first of all, would you like an infinity healing to clear out all of that stuff you just mentioned, all of those beliefs about you're screwed up and your family's not as screwed up as you are, because they are just as screwed up as you. It's just coming out in different ways in them. To just clear all of that out, all of that need to even look at that kind of stuff, and to allow you to actually see the truth. See the lessons you need to learn. See what this is teaching you. And if you're willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And one of the things that I find really interesting about, you know, all of this healing work is that when we are clearing this stuff out, it always seems to just leave this wonderful opening for all of the deeper stuff to work its way up. And then we're like, oh, my God, there's more.
I mean, I feel like it's worse than it's ever been. I just, like, I mean, I'll reach these highs and then it's like, then it's like this other stuff. I mean, this whole week, it's been so confusing. Like, it's like I'll clear something. Oh, okay, I get it now. And then it's like more like confusion. And it's like it brings me back to like when I was maybe 10 years ago when I started this healing work. And it's like, really?
Well, you're not the only one who goes through this. So don't think that it's just you. It actually means that you're out ahead of the crowd because you're actually seeing this stuff. Most people don't even let themselves see what's happening in their lives. So you're doing okay. So you don't need to think that there's anything wrong with you because there's nothing wrong with you.
Blowing my nose. You know, and then I don't even know how to, like, and then it just goes back to, like, I clear these things, and then it goes back to, like, this disconnect that I had with this guy that was, like, oh, is it business? Oh, is it friendship? Oh, is it a relationship? Oh, it's actually nothing because you don't even know him, and it's, like, I'm waiting for an email back from him, and then it goes back, and, like, it's these obsessive thoughts of, like, one minute, it's like, don't even reply because clearly this is not going anywhere. The other part of me is like, well, I don't know. I don't even know how to act towards whoever brings on this, because it was triggered by this guy. So it's like, then I don't even know how to act towards him. Should I turn my back on him? Should I be open to his connection? Or obviously, you know, you're obsessing over something that's not even an option right now because he hasn't emailed you back and you're not going to go email him. But it's like you go in these, I go in these like obsessive circles that it's just so confusing.
Okay. So when it comes to this whole thing with this guy, I'm hearing the word infatuation. That's what you're feeling. And it's because you're looking to be fixed, to be saved, to be rescued. And you think that this guy, you know, his white horse is the right white horse, so I'm going to climb on there and we're going to ride off into the sunset. So they want you to let that go, too. So would you like an infinity healing to release the whole, every play it is within you that you need to be rescued, saved, that you are a victim, that someone's going to come along and fix you or fix your life? If you're ready to let that go, say yes. Three nice deep breaths.
Yes.
And would you like an infinity healing for helping you to see the answers that are within you, the confidence that is within you, the self-reliance that is there within you, to just clear all of that other muck out of the way so you can see the truth of you? And if you're ready for that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
You know, that brings up also something that has been on my mind that I've been mad at myself also about lately, is that I don't want to turn to other people for, I mean, I appreciate your help and everybody, whoever else gives it to me, but I don't want to turn to other people anymore. I have an intuitive gift and I want to be able to just work with God, and like, it's always this checking in with other people. I guess it's, again, that still that not good enough or not trusting myself or what, or thinking that something's wrong with me. But it's like it's constantly going to somebody else and being like, help. It's, again, that seething thing, I guess. Like, help me, please. Clearly, I try to figure it out on my own for like the last week, 2 weeks, month, whatever, and nothing much has changed financially. So, because that's how I judge it. And, okay, well, I need your help again. I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay. There were several things that came up in what you said. Okay, we'll just clear what they tell us we need to clear. So would you like an infinity healing for clearing out the conditions, the restrictions, the limitations you put on knowing that your life is changing, knowing that you are evolving, the limitations that you impose on yourself and on your guidance, so that you are actually tying their hands and they can't do what's for your highest good because you have decided it must be a particular way? And if you'd really like to let that go, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to be okay with looking for help if that is what feels right for you? With knowing that asking for help and receiving it is not bad. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It just means that you are being guided to ask. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. It does not make you less of a person. It does not mean you are less capable. It just means that that is how you are going to get the greatest benefit for you at that time. And if you're willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. then would you like an infinity healing for opening you up more and more and more and more and more to your own intuition, to your own guidance, to listening to them, to feeling them, to seeing them, to knowing that they are there and knowing what they are showing you so that you can move forward in your life based on your inner knowing? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths.
Well, then the question is, my call today, was that because I was guided, or was that because I felt like I couldn't trust my own guidance?
In every moment, we are always doing what is for our highest good, even when we don't realize that we are. And I'm not sure if that answers your question or not, but that's what they wanted you to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and then the other thing is, which I just can't let it go because there's that obsession, I guess. But it's like, is anything going to come about from with this guy as far as friendship or business or romantic? Or is it like his purpose was served and he's gone? Or is this a false belief that, like, okay, healing was done and now there's a possibility that things might shift?
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the whole cycle of needing to figure out, analyze, know exactly what's going to happen? That whole need for the certainty, for knowing that this means this. This is the only thing it can mean, and this is going to happen. And instead allow yourself to be open to life, to be open to what is flowing to you, and to accept what comes, even if it's not what you expect. And if you'd like that, say yes.
I'll take that times 100.
Okay. And take three breaths. Yeah, they want you to realize that whenever you get in one of those cycles, you know, you're like the dog chasing his tail. Well, if you caught your tail, what are you going to do with it? You know, the dog doesn't know what it's going to do with its tail if it catches it. It's just chasing it. So you need to let go of the need to chase your own tail.
Yes. Yeah. Just to relax into life. I don't know why that has been so hard, but it's like a part of me is, it's so easy for me to do it. Part of me like loves that because that's magic and miracles and excitement. And then it's like, and I get fearful. It's like, I need to know. Tell me. Even now, a part of me is like, okay, well, you just did that healing. Can you still tell me? What do you think? It's an obsession. You know, because the thing is that, If you or somebody tells me, no, that's it, it's over with this guy, then it's like, okay, fine, I can move on. I'll be back into the mystery of life and on to the next. But then the next moment someone or an opportunity comes into my life, it's like that clinging to it again of like, when it's good communication back and forth, I feel great. But then the minute that it's kind of funky, which is a sign in itself, but the minute that it's funky, it's like, I don't know, could this be saved? Maybe it'll be turned around. Maybe something will change. This, that, you know, all of that.
Yeah, that's all about your beliefs about yourself or your lack of belief in yourself. Because if things are going smoothly, well, okay, this all comes down again to that that lack of self-esteem, that lack of self-confidence. Because whenever things are happening and they're going along well, then you can tell yourself, yeah, my life is great. See, this is proof. My life is great. But inside of you, there's still that part of you that you're hanging on to that says, you really don't deserve anything good. This is going to end. Don't you know the shoe's about ready to drop? Something bad is going to happen. It has to happen. Things have been going along well too long. We can't allow ourselves to actually get sucked into believing that we are good enough to deserve this. So this is playing in the background while you're going along and everything's great, and then suddenly the shoe falls because you said the shoe has to drop. It drops. World goes to hell in a handbasket. And you are back into that not wanting to look at the fact that you don't actually believe in yourself. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to look at your beliefs about you, to see where you really don't believe in yourself and to let go of those false beliefs and accept the knowing that you do have the strength, the confidence, the self-reliance to handle any and every situation. You were born with this. It is still within you, and it is okay for you to allow it to come back into your life fully and completely so that you are consciously creating what you are experiencing instead of living by default. And if you'd like all that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. We always have choices, and one of our choices is to live our lives by design or to live our lives by default. We, unfortunately, are often taught to live our lives by default. That whole belief, you know, that someday God will take care of this, someday all of this will be solved, someday this will be just perfectly happy, but you don't actually do anything to make that someday possible. You don't actually change anything about you in order to create your desires. You don't actually take responsibility for what you are creating. You are just putting it there saying, okay, someday by default this will all be taken care of. But when you live your life by design, you are consciously creating. You are saying, this is my intention. My intention is to have an incredible, loving relationship with someone who adores and values me. That is my intention. That is living your life by design. That is doing the things that you need to do in order to move towards what you intend. If you don't live your life by the intention and by the design, then you are living by default. Default never brings you what you want. It never makes you feel fulfilled. It never brings you joy because you are not actually being a part of your own life. And if you'd like an infinity healing to clear up any part of that I mentioned, then say yes.
Yes. I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. Yeah.
Sometimes it's the choir that needs it most.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's just impatience. It's like, you know, I mean, I see how, like, I'm paying off a credit card bill, and it's so exciting for me to be bringing in money to pay it off. And each month I have it set in my mind, like, I want to pay this balance in full. And then each month it doesn't happen. I'm able to make payments on it, but not be able to pay the full amount. And that upsets me, that I'm not able to, and maybe it's to having too big of a dream or an expectation, or maybe I should just be like, hey, look, it's great. You're doing this month by month. This is something new for you. But it does feel like it kind of sets me back each time that I'm not able to do that. Or like each day I wake up, or each week I say, I'm going to sign a client. You know, I want to build my practice. And I wake up each week, it's like, okay, this week I'm going to sign a new client, and then the weeks go by and I don't. And it's kind of like, I try to, it's like you keep picking yourself up, and it's like, okay, you try to justify why it didn't happen then, and all right, you're on your way there, and give it time. And it's like, well, I've given it years. And a part of me feels like, just give it up, like surrender, and it'll happen when it's meant to happen, and just stop sort of like torturing yourself. It's kind of like the buildup and the letdown every single day or week that another payment doesn't come through, or that I'm not able to sign up a client, because it makes me feel powerless, and I don't like feeling powerless.
So one of the things I'm hearing now is that you need to move from wanting to having. Because you keep saying that you want to make this payment, you want to have this client, you want. Wanting is not having. They are not the same thing. So when you are telling yourself that whatever is going to happen, then say, I have enough money to pay this bill in full. The universe is bringing me the money to pay this bill in full, and I accept what I am being given.
So cranky. It's like, again, I teach this stuff, and part of me says, is it really going to be that simple just to change the language? And I would say to people, yeah, it is. But there's that part of me that says, no, with some things it's not. And stop kidding yourself, and you're changing, oh, I want, so I have, or thank you. I mean, I'll walk around saying, thank you so much for the money. Thank you. Well, okay, well, then you're not keeping your vibration up high like that all the time. You're letting your mind talk you down. Well, what the F do you want me to do? Like, it's like, really, does it really have to be this hard? Like, it's...
Yeah, part of that is your beliefs about the fact that it's hard. That's you.
Because it has been hard. It has been hard. I mean, what are we kidding?
I know. But remember, you are the one creating what you believe. So if you believe it's going to be hard, then of course you're going to create that it's hard. I'll tell you one thing that I've done that really, it's made a huge difference in how I feel. Okay. And so I have this little post-it note on my computer, and all it says on it is, I choose to feel good now. And whenever anything comes up that I'm thinking, oh my gosh, whatever, I read that and I change how I feel. I decide to feel good, because I realize that when I'm feeling anything other than good, because everything's absolutely fine right now, it's because I'm going back into the past or I'm going into the future. So I'm either looking at an old problem or I'm creating a new one. When I choose to feel good now, I let that stuff go. And it's funny, because once I, started doing that and I'm choosing to feel good now, every single moment, the stuff I used to worry about, I don't worry about it, and it doesn't happen. And it's not that anything else has changed, except that I am choosing to feel good now.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to letting my life be easing. I was in that zone for a while, and then stuff came up. Old habit.
Yeah. If you spend just, they say, like 15 seconds feeling really good, then you can erase the negativity that you were going through. It only takes like 15 seconds of feeling good.
Yeah, I'm going to do that again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. And with the work that we did, you're going to be getting more and more of the intuitive nudges and understanding about things. So be open to it.
Thank you. I have
welcome.
Money to send you a donation.
Well, that is very sweet.
See how I'm putting it into use, the wording?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then drink lots of water.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
So what's going on with you today?
Well, I'm just kind of doing a little yoga and stuff this morning, a little listening to radio station too, and some organizing.
Well, good.
Feels good to be alive, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And your energy feels pretty good today.
Cool. Going with the flow.
Okay, what's that little thing?
Pardon me now? Little thing?
There's some little thing that's kind of poking you.
I'm just a little uncertain, you know. I'm just kind of changing courses here. I'm a little uncertain of the, of the weather.
Okay. So, what is that uncertainty keeping you from doing?
Just kind of knowing maybe the bigger picture or the full picture.
Okay, so are you afraid that it's just not going to work? That's what I'm hearing.
Well, I think it is, but I'm hoping it will.
Okay.
But kind of, you know, that's exactly right.
So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the fear and everything connected with it that is saying it's just not going to work? To completely and totally wipe that out of your mind, your body, everywhere it resides, so that you can stand in your certainty that you are creating your desires. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, and would you like an infinity healing for disconnecting you from all of your past failures? It's like there's this something attached that says, well, this didn't work, and that didn't work, and that didn't work. And so you see that this stuff never works. So if you would like to just completely and totally cut the tie to all of the past failures, because the past is over, it's done, you can learn the lesson, but you do not need to drag it with you. So if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, let's see what they're saying now. You're getting thumbs up now. Okay, how do you feel?
Better.
Good. So are you taking the inspired actions that you're getting?
Yes.
Wonderful. That makes all the difference in the world.
All right. Hey, well, thanks a lot, ladies.
Well, you are quite welcome. And actually, it's just me on Tuesdays. So, but I'm more than happy that you called.
Hey, well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate
well, you're
it.
Welcome. Tuna.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So today's show was about self-doubt, and the callers were perfect for showing how to release those little doubts that we carry forward in our lives, those doubts in our own abilities, in the universe supporting us, in God supporting us. And those doubts are usually based in our lack of self-confidence, that we have been taught that we can't for whatever reason. And I was reading this book and they were talking about nowadays it's even more prevalent for parents to teach their children to be dependent, to not have any belief in their own ability to handle their own lives, because they don't get the chance, because their parents are always doing everything for them. And I've seen this happen in my family. You know, I have relatives that have children that anything the child asks for, they get it. Anything the child doesn't want to do, they don't have to do it. It's always whatever you want, I'm going to do it for you. That's why I'm here. And whenever I see this kind of behavior, it makes me realize that when that parent is gone, that person will not have the slightest idea how to live their own life, because it's not something that they've ever learned. So we're not really doing our children a favor by catering to their every need. And you look back on the good old days, you know, when you had chores, you had responsibilities, there were consequences for you not doing the things that you were supposed to do. As you get older, your responsibilities increased, so that when you finally got out of the house, you knew things. You knew things like how to open a bank account, how to balance, you know, your bank account, how to change your own tire, you know, how to do things for yourself. At least that's what I was taught. But I realized that there were still a lot of things that my parents sheltered me from. And I didn't even realize the extent of that until last year, or was it the year before last, 2014, when my mother died. And I'm in my 50s, and I'm just now learning how to truly be reliant upon myself. So please, start teaching your children. If you have young children now, start teaching them so that when they grow up, they can actually be responsible adults instead of someone who doesn't know how to do anything. You are not doing them a favor by coddling them. It's not for their highest good to be that way. And it's not for yours either. Because as an adult, there will come a time, more than likely, when you will need your children to help you. And if they don't know how to do anything, they surely can't help you do anything. So look at it as your opportunity to make the world a better place by producing these wonderfully self-confident, self-reliant adults who know that you love them, who know that you are there for them, but also know how to stand on their own, who don't need to lean on you. Because even though, you know, the song says, lean on me, it doesn't mean that I want you to lean on me forever. So just be aware of what it is you are creating in your life, and in the lives of your children, your friends, your family. And please, by all means, let go of the guilt. I'm going to be doing a show about guilt, and I'm going to be doing a lot of releasing of all of that guilt that we have been taught, that guilt that we are carrying throughout our lives, because we really and truly do not need guilt. It does not work. We have whole systems built on guilt. You realize that that's what the whole prison system is built on. You find someone guilty, you lock them in a box, and you let them stay there long enough to realize that what they did was wrong and that they should feel guilty about it, and then they get to feel the remorse. And when they feel the remorse, then they've let go of whatever it was that they were creating, and they're ready to come back out into the world. And that's completely and totally not working. Because what is creating the whole situation with them is that they don't have the self-confidence, the self-reliance to truly trust that they are able to handle their own lives. And so they are looking for other ways of taking care of situations or avoiding the situation. So that's why our whole system of justice doesn't actually work, because it doesn't address the real problem. The real problem is that there are so many people who do not know who they are, who do not believe in themselves and their own abilities, who have no idea of their own potential because they've always been taught that they didn't have any. So when we start changing the way we train our children, and the way we train ourselves, then everything else will change. And then we won't need to have all of this regulations and rules on how to live our lives and how to protect everything we own. You've got to get a gun and you've got to guard it. You know, we can move past that. Okay, I will be back on Friday, and my guest will be Janetta Crumpley. And Janetta is this wonderful, amazing woman who will share the wonderful things that are happening in her life and what her guidance has taught her. So if you have any questions, feel free to send them to me at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And don't forget, I still have the free 20-minute discovery session. And if you want one of those, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, book that discovery session, and we will do 20 minutes of work on changing your life. I hope everyone has a wonderful week, and I will talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye, everybody.